let's claim it the best Easter ever, that we just get out of our own way. And in metaphysics, Easter is all about new life, new beginnings, as I begin again. So today, we have the opportunity of putting the past aside and step into the newness, where we get to crack open our own shell. What I learned, though, is that we have more than one shell. Darn it. That we get to keep opening up our shell and opening up our newness and reminding ourselves of our newness. So I made so many notes for today, and it's like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. So I'm knowing the Spirit is guiding and directing with ease, with grace, with love, with joy. How many of you remember Easter morning waking up? Did any of you look for eggs? And then we played the game of look for eggs again. And hide them again. And that was kind of our all-day thing. So we have eggs, and I hid them. Not really, I didn't, April Fool's. They're all in a basket back there. So you can take as many as you choose. If you didn't get one, it has the right and perfect affirmation in there for you. So thank you to Vicki and Jean for putting these eggs together for me. So that was awesome. So the Easter Bunny really did come. And you can say, yes, it's like the best Easter ever. Not only did I get a beautiful, amazing egg, but I got the right and perfect affirmation for myself. So it's spring, and I called my mother, and it's 10 below and snowing in Nebraska again, and I'm like, yeah, best day ever. Yeah. So we're not finding eggs outside there today. Easter really is all about new beginnings. It's like spring has sprung, and all of the snow that was on the ground in other states where we didn't have to deal with that, but the darkness, it feels like, of winter, where everything's kind of covered over and hibernating, and then all of a sudden spring appears and whoosh. And it's kind of the same thing with our own lives. It's like we have cycles that we go through. It's kind of, I like to think of life as like a heartbeat. We got the highs and we got the ups and downs, and then again, the peaks and the valleys. So really embracing ourselves. And this month, we are talking about where humanity and divinity meet. Now, I've read some things in the Bible, and it's always interesting to me because as a kid, we didn't really go to church. I mean, once in a while, my mom would send us across the way to, you go over there to the Kenwood Baptist church over there, and we'd go over there, and we'd sit there and listen to these stories and see pictures of Jesus nailed up to the cross. And there, it just never made sense to me, because as a kid, it just seemed like, shouldn't everything be fun? And shouldn't everything just be all about love? Because that's more exciting, and that feels better than somebody nailed to the cross. And we do celebrate Jesus today. We celebrate the resurrection today, because again, all about new beginnings. And in this philosophy, we do talk about Jesus being the most amazing teacher. And what a great teacher. And yet some of the things in the Bible, there were many things that were left out when they were putting all these different talks together. And many things in the Bible were misinterpreted in the Bible. And Rocco Errico, who I listen to quite a lot, he is trained in Aramaic. He has really studied deeply the Aramaic. You know, it's like there's slang in the day, like, whoa, that's cool. And it's like, well, it's not that it's cold out there, but wow, that's cool. There was also slang back in the day and words that were misinterpreted. And one of the biggest ones was when Jesus, in the story, nailed to the cross, says, Father, why have you forsaken me? That is misinterpreted. It was, my God, it is for this purpose that I have come. It is for this purpose that I have come, because I am a way shower. I am teaching people that the things I do, you can do even better. And I'm thinking about it. It's like, okay, picture yourself as Jesus back in the day, and it's like, oh my gosh, I've realized that, like gravity, there are scientific laws in the universe, that our thoughts and our emotions are things that are gravitating to us, the goodness. Let me share this with others, because we all have it right inside of us. God is calling, right? God's calling, Spirit's calling. And it's all right inside of us. So picture yourself with this great philosophy, and it's like, oh, I just want to tell everyone. And it is said that a lot of the teaching was on the outskirts of town. And then it's like all of a sudden he comes into Jerusalem, and it's like all of the stories preceded him. And then everything changed. where one person is like, well, who does he think he is, saying that he's God? Which was very confusing when I was a kid, because is God Jesus? Is Jesus God? Is Jesus Lord? Is Jesus Christ? And yes, all of it is yes. It's true. Yes, Jesus is that God spirit incarnated, just like each and every one of us, that energy force, that life force. And Jesus with the Christ consciousness, which means rising up to a higher level of thought. Because when I'm just being Valerie, it's like, But when I rise up to a higher level, a higher thought, a higher vibration, and see things as a God or a Christ consciousness, where I've lifted up and seen everything as the divinity that it is, therein lies the beauty of life. When we can rise up and know that everyone's in their own little bubble doing their thing, and I don't have to judge it. Because that which I judge, I get to live through that. Or the universe always says yes. So let me not judge that, except in beautiful ways. Let me see the divinity in each and every person. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind, and I absolutely, absolutely love it. If any of, no, that's not it. I have too many notes. It's like there's a lot, so much good stuff, and I'm excited because the philosophy of this teaching, when I really get deeper into it, and I even look at the metaphors in the Bible, it's like, okay, if I was Jesus walking across everything, and then it's like, okay, I'm teaching you all of this, and what I really want to teach you is that there really is no death. That our bodies, we may put that down, and it's like, yeah, we may put that down, yet life continues on. Spirit continues on. The essence of who you are continues on. Ernest Holmes says this in The Science of Mind, for every death there is a resurrection. This is the way of life. This is the way of evolution. No person can become resurrected to love and carry hate with them. This is absolutely impossible to do, even though we covet our old hates into theological ones and condemn others and think they are traveling the wrong road. For God is love, givingness, harmony, truth, beauty, and wisdom. And in this philosophy, we honor all paths. You know, we all have different spiritual appetites. This philosophy works really well for me. It works well for my spiritual appetite. Yet, who am I to condemn anybody else or say anybody else's path is wrong? It's right and perfect for them. And the greatest thing when I came to this teaching, it's like, take what you like, leave the rest. See if it resonates with you. If it doesn't resonate with you, find something that does. That's why I love being in the classes, because then we get to really discuss and talk about what really works for me. What do I really believe? And what is God to me? What is God, spirit, whichever word you want to use? What is the universe to me? And if I can say that it's love, givingness, harmony, truth, beauty, and wisdom, and that each one of us embody that, then I can just step right into that picture. And the more each one of us embody those beautiful qualities, Christ qualities, the qualities of Jesus, the essence of that God spirit that flows through us, the easier it is for me to have the best life ever. And we're here to have a good time, to express joy, and to not hold ourselves back. And this is a time where we're cracking open our egg, and we get to have a transformation of who we are, transforming, and rolling away the stone, so many different ideas about that. Let me come back to the crucifixion, though. The cross back in the day was really more about crossing out the old. It's not about I'm hung on a cross and I have a cross to bear. It's about, you know what? That stuff is in the past. Let me cross that out. Let me cross out anything that I did wrong. And let me know that I am being renewed by the transforming of my mind. And transforming our mind, we just really want to see the divinity in not only ourselves, but in each other. There's where peace on earth happens. So then when we get to Jesus going into the tomb, the metaphysical look at that is roll away the stone. Roll away the stone of perceived limitations. Roll away that stone. Once we remove those blocks and barriers, then we can step into the divinity. And being the great master teacher that Jesus was, it was all about that. Roll away the stone. Roll away the stone of the belief of the necessity of illness. Roll away the stone which says that you'll never find your soulmate. Roll away the stone that says you're not good enough, smart enough, thin enough, healthy enough, talented enough, or worthy enough. Roll away those stones. Cross out that belief that you're not divinity. And for me, the cross has always meant God, which is sign language for God, God, spirit, energy coming down through me, and I'm keeping the balance and the openness. So let me keep the openness of spirit, knowing that that divine spirit is flowing through me. Let me take time to go inside the quietness of my mind, because it's really easy to get busy with distractions out here, isn't it? And to listen to the quietness inside of us, because sometimes we maybe don't want to hear it, because spirit is always calling, saying, do more, express more, love more, allow more, have more fun. And it doesn't happen tomorrow. Everything is right in the moment. It's like right here in this moment, which is one of the things in the book of Thomas that they left out of the Bible. He talks about so much about being in that mindfulness, in that moment of right where you are, because right here, right now is all we have. Past, that doesn't exist. That's gone. Future, not there. So it's like right here in this moment, let me breathe in the fullness of life. Let me know love. Let me see the divinity in everyone else and in myself. Great story about one day the scientists will be searching, as they're searching for where does life come from and where do we go, and they'll climb to the highest mountain, and there will be the metaphysician sitting there, hey, having a picnic. We've been waiting for you. Because it's all right here, right now. My very good friend, Chris Michaels, who wrote Your Soul's Assignment, and I always think about that. It's like, oh, what's my soul's assignment? This book kind of tells it all. That it's all within us, that we really just know. And many times I find people sitting and waiting for something to happen instead of taking action. It's like I'm waiting for something to happen or waiting for a sign, which is what was happening with Chris Michaels when he was writing this book. He was putting himself through torture, right? You ever have something that you're doing and it's like, oh, I really am feeling called to do this, but, oh, I'm making it torturous. And so he was having lunch with a friend, and he's like, I just need a sign that, because who am I to write a book? Who am I to do this? And he said, right at that time, a lady walked in with a T-shirt that said, finish the damn book. And he's like, is this true? And he had his friend turn around, do you see what I see? And it's like, oh, I couldn't ask for a bigger sign, right? And if you think of all the things that had to happen for her to get up in the morning, choose that T-shirt, and where did she get that T-shirt? Who writes that and then puts it on and walks in at the same time that he's contemplating, do I finish this? And it's like, yeah. Obviously. The universe is giving us signs all the time. Yet we're walking around, I don't have a sign, I don't see a sign. Yet it's all inside of us. So today we get the opportunity to put aside the past, cross out any errors that have ever happened in our lives. And it's like, okay, let me find the divinity in myself right now and know that life is made anew in this moment. That I get to get up and get excited about life. That I get to do the things that I love. So many times I hear people say things like, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow. It's like, no, you get to go to work tomorrow. Yay. It's all in our languaging, right? Because if I'm saying, oh, I got to go to work tomorrow, then all of a sudden it's like I'm putting that in my whole being. Where if we find our joy and say, I get to, I have the opportunity, instead of putting any drudgery on ourselves, it's like, I get to, and I get to be at choice all day long. I get to choose if I'm going to be happy, and I get to choose if I'm not happy. I was talking to my mom this morning, and she said, oh, I was listening to someone, and they were talking about if you put a smile on your face, then your body is instantly happier, and you have endorphins kick in. And it's like, yes. I said Terry Cole Whitaker, great teacher of this philosophy, used to say it different, fake it till you make it. You know, because if I can fake it and pretend I'm all happy, all of a sudden I step into that. And it's easy to say that when I am already kind of happy, you know? But it's like in the midst of drama, in the midst of stuff going on, in the midst of maybe, you know, a little pain here or a diagnosis there or something going on, where can I find the happiness? Where can I find that? And it's like, it's all inside. Can I create a new story? And then my story becomes right in this moment and I get to step into it. Well, even creating a beautiful story with Jesus instead of thinking, oh my gosh, here's this poor man nailed to the cross. It's like, for this purpose I've come. I've come to show you that regardless of what happens out here, there is still eternal life, that life continues on, that that creative expression may transform, but it transforms all the time. From the spring, the winter, the summer, the fall, Earth is always transforming, nature's always transforming, planets are always transforming, and we're always transforming. So then we get to do it consciously. Let me transform consciously. And let me know that regardless of what's happening out here, I can always go in here. And let me tell myself a story of love and excitement and joy. And allow myself to love myself through the processes. Love myself regardless of whatever I've manifested in my life. Let me know that in this moment, I can transform and be renewed by the renewing of my mind. And not beating ourselves up for anything that we've manifested. It's like, you know what? Life is good, and we're just going to keep on keeping on. Joseph Campbell, who talks about finding your bliss, such a great writer, he says this, if you follow your bliss, you put yourself on a kind of track that has been there all the while, waiting for you, and the life that you ought to be living is the one that you are living. You know, many times it's like, oh, I should be living something else. It's like, the life you ought to be living is the one you're living. And not putting aside the goals and the dreams, yet what can I do in this moment? What can I do in this moment, Spirit? Guide and direct me. Give me a sign. And then watch for the signs from the universe. Be open to seeing the signs and to hearing the signs and to feeling that calling. He goes on to say, follow your bliss and don't be afraid. The doors will open where you didn't know they were going to be. Following our bliss. So going inside and it's like putting that smile on our face regardless of what's happening out here or even what's happening within us. And it's like, all right, Spirit, just for this moment, because everything is happening right here at this moment, just for this moment, let me be mindful of my breathing. Let me be mindful of my heartbeat. And let me be mindful of the beautiful signs and the beautiful whispers from the universe that are happening. Because the whispers of the universe are happening. And it's like, let me hear that loud and clear. Let me know without a shadow of a doubt that each and every step is guided. And it is. Let me know that each and every step is supported, and it is. Ernest Holmes quotes Emerson in saying that the universe is always conspiring for our highest and best. And it's like once we make a decision, the universe goes to work and starts conspiring and setting up everything for that. And then what happens is we make a different decision. And then a different decision. And it's like all these infinite possibilities are already happening. And it's like our future self is already out there saying, come on. And we're like, I don't know which way to go. I don't know which way to go. And that's when we get into the busyness of being out there instead of taking a little time. And I'm telling you and me and all of us, because this week I got a little busy and it's like, okay, meditation pushed a little to the side. Anyone ever do that? Yes. So right here, right now, as we're starting new beginnings, the springing forth of all the wonderful crops and all the wonderful plants and the roses in the garden, it's like that is flowing through us. The pulse of the universe is flowing through us. So it's like, all right, let go of everything of the past, forgive myself, forgive others from the past, and let me just embrace the moment of the soil breaking free. My mom just planted some beans, and she said, you know, you can actually sit and watch a bean start to grow and sprout if you sit there long enough. I'm like, whoa, that is a practice in mindfulness and being in the moment. I mean, I've seen the videos where they make it go fast, but you can actually sit there and I'm like, just like watching the corn grow in Nebraska, that's what we do. Yet that beautiful contemplation time, because we can get so busy with everything out there. Yet the more we go inside and just know that Spirit is guiding and directing and just feeling that blessing of the universe, the easier it is to just trust and know, okay, Spirit's saying to go do this. Oh, get out the Play-Doh. Yep, going to create something new, something exciting. Be as little children. Be joyful. Let stuff of the past go and be in the moment where we're just having fun and we're not putting everything till, oh, later. Oh, that'll happen later. That'll happen later. I get that with my sister a lot. I'll say, oh, let's go do this or that. And she's like, well, I got chores to do first. I'm like, no, let's go do the fun first. She's like, no, I got to get the chores done. It's like, but then you won't do it later. Because I know how it is sometimes. It's like, let's just go have the fun first. Because I feel like everything else will get done faster if we go ahead and allow ourselves to embrace some fun. And then be mindful of the messages that we're giving ourselves. Not that I have to go to work, that I have to do this, or I have to go do these chores, or this has to get done. It'll get done. Let's have some fun. Let's express joy. And so my charge for you this week is to put that smile on your face. And I want you to notice that if you give out compliments to people out there, that it comes right back to you. So putting out compliments in the universe and then just feel it being showered upon you. Put out smiles to the universe and feel that being flooded with smiles. I mean, we know that a smile, of course, is contagious. However, sometimes we forget that. We get so busy in doing what we're doing or so serious. So it's like, all right, let's put the smile. Let's put joy out there in the world, because the more we're putting that joy out there in the world, we're putting it in our own heart and we're touching the lives of others. So seeing the divinity in each other, putting the smiles out there and the compliments, that's going to be the thing to create new crop, new ideas, new earth as we unshell ourselves. And then the next shell and the next shell and the next shell, and it's all good and it's all exciting and we just have fun with it. So let's think about having fun for the best Easter ever as we close our eyes to any distractions and go inside our heart of hearts. Knowing that in this moment that we are resurrected, we are renewed by the renewing of our minds, that there is a transformation, that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence in the universe, and it flows through everything. It flows through you. It flows through me. It flows through the stars and the planets. It is that which breathes us. Knowing that with every breath, Spirit is flowing. With every breath, Spirit is guiding. That the signs are clear. That we just allow the divinity of the I Am, that Spirit is, beautifully, eloquently, to flow with ease, with grace, with love. That in this moment, we let go of anything that does not serve us. We roll away the stones that are blocking us from our flow. Roll away the stones of forgiveness. Roll away the stones of lack and limitation. We let those go, knowing that Spirit is calling with ease and grace. Knowing that for this I have come. For this I have come. To laugh, to express, to allow joy. That's what Spirit wants. Joy, love, peace, harmony, beauty, wisdom. It's all flowing. As we just embrace it in our hearts, our souls, our minds, our being. Knowing that that infinite presence continues to flow and guide and direct. That on this beautiful Easter day, like spring, we are blooming something new. Like the awakening of a child on Easter morning, we are finding the divinity. That there is goodness flowing as we step into gratitude. I am so grateful for the smiling faces. I am so grateful for the love, for the recognition of the divinity in each and every person, knowing that as we all recognize our divinity, there is no need for anything else but that. A celebration of life, a celebration of this moment, a celebration of the I Am. And in great, great gratitude, I release my word into the infinite wisdom of universal mind, knowing that my word is never returned void. As we all anchor this together in mind by saying, and so it is. Thank you.